104.7. Let's hear it for the lunatics out there. I don't know. Just a quick second before we bring the band on and Peter Noon. I just want to say, it's an interesting history note tonight, because it was on this night, 1965, I don't even know if Peter knows this, he was on the Ed Sullivan Show and wowed the nationwide crowd. And a few years later, he's here with us in an intimate setting of the Northern Lights Theater. And I want to thank you all for coming, and let's have a good time singing along and enjoying a guy who's sold over 60 million records over the last couple of decades. Ladies and gentlemen, Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon.
Thank you. Don't you want to mind me? My name is Peter Noon. The art of swallowing and currently known as Sherman and having a wonderful time in Milwaukee. This was the surprise. This is a pretty fabulous place, isn't it? I hope you're all winning lots of money. Don't worry, it's out there waiting for you after the show. We bring everybody incredible luck. How you doing? I'd like to say hello to all my friends. I know every single person here this evening at the front, and many people back there. These people down the front, as John told you, are actually lunatics. And all the lunatics are invited to a little orgy-porgy upstairs at the reception after we have signed 6,000 CDs. What we'd like to do as a surprise this evening is we'd like to just do Herman's Hermits number ones. A couple of them may sound like number twos, but that's not our fault. Thank you. in the olden days, like when I first started in show business in about 1986, and girls used to throw underwear at us. They still do, but it's just much bigger these days. Much bigger. Somebody threw a set once at me and Kevin, that's Kevin on the end of the keyboard, we both could stand in them. She says, I lost a lot of weight. I have no idea what I'm doing, I'm pissed, so I think I'll tell you a joke. I'm going to be 40 this year. I hate you. And they say you remember the 60s, you weren't there. But I do remember the 60s and I was there. And the reason that I remember the 60s, truthfully, is because Herman Service never did any drugs. And then we come back into the film hall. Now, there was some alcohol around, but we never swallowed. And that's what happens when you swallow, you hear that? The bird of paradise. Okay, this one is a song for all you anti-British people out there. Are there any? Okay, well we'll do it because we have a sense of humour about July the 4th. In 1840, to the trip, an old
tell you who I am, what my motives are. Drummer now drinks anodyne and beer at the same time so he doesn't get a headache in the morning.
Oh, you know about that, right? This is, I have no idea what we, I know what we should do. We should do Just Another Day. Do you know that one? Vaguely. He said vaguely. Okay, this one's my favourite Hermes Hermit song today, because we get to dance. I'm going to take my jacket off for a second. Hang on a second. Just a minute, I've got to hold my stomach in first. I know people out there are thinking this is probably fat, this bit here, right? That is not fat, that is my arse. What's happened here, these trousers are actually too tight. And some of my arse has been pushed up over the belt and out. I see yours has been pushed down, but mine gets pushed up. You shouldn't be laughing, sir, you've moved your arse around the front. Okay, this one's just a little bit better. For us to get rid of all the songs about dead people that we do. This is my favourite song. Sounds like I'm a Ravi Shankar, isn't it?
brown, actually.
What we would like to do is a song from Bobby Darin. This is one of Bobby's great songs. This is one he recorded before he died. School telling me that she was very surprised because some of the girls and boys at her school in 8th grade, no, when you're 8, what grade is that? 3rd grade. She was very smart when she was 8. Some of these girls and boys didn't have homes to go to, which was a surprise. And it inspired us to go and do a song for these kids so they could get a Christmas present. And we've kept it in the show ever since. 6 years now. We nearly know it. It's called The Angels Are Crying in Heaven Tonight. It was getting dark across the park when I saw her sitting there. A little girl who must have lost the way. The night was clear, but I could see the tears welled up in her eyes. She didn't say a word, she just kept staring at the skies. I asked her why she was so sad, and did my best to make her laugh. When she finally spoke, her words took me by surprise. She said the angels are crying in heaven tonight. Their hearts are so heavy, and they're deep in the angels are crying in heaven tonight, 'cause they
yeah.
we do this so well. We did this promotion to this movie. We wanted to be like the Beatles. They'd done a movie, Catch Us If You Can. It was a job for Dave Clark Fines. And we decided we wanted to do a movie where girls chased us and never caught us. Later to be copied by the Monkees, who also did a movie where they were chased by men Jack Nicholson and caught.
Thank you.
We'd like to do like a little history lesson now. We want to do the next 5 songs were all number ones and all sold more than a million copies. And the first one, well, my mum's got a garage full of the third one. But the first one was sold a million just in Milwaukee, this one. By the Yardbirds, though. But we did it first, and it's called For Your Love.
Oh, troubles her are so free.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I am. It's incredible, isn't it? I don't know who came up with this idea, but it's a great idea.